You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You won't find anybody better breaking down the sport. You just won't. We're addicted to everything that he says in terms of baseball. He's our friend. He's our pal. And he gets it right and serves it to you. Michael McHenry, AT&T Sports. Could listen to him talk all day about baseball, and you hear him right now on the Fan Morning Show. Michael, good morning to you. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and I'm kind of blessing now, Colin. Thanks. I appreciate it.
It's all facade. It wasn't real. It's just stuff. I had it written down. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. Now, tell me, because I gave you that big entry, so you're supposed to know everything about baseball. What's going on with Mitch Keller, and why can't he put two together? Sometimes it's dominating stuff. Then the next time out, it's like he can't find anything. Why can't he piggyback a start and then another start, Michael?
You know, I think there's a couple things that are going on. I think the first thing's in his head. I truly believe over his minor league career, he just was able to go out and, you know, throw the baseball the way, you know, they kind of told him to. He had a design plan, go out, pound the fastball, do this. He never really had to learn how to compete without his stuff. He never had to learn how to compete with, you know, runner on second base and, you know, find that swing and miss pitch that he really needed in that moment. He never had to do a lot of these things, and that's part of maybe a disjustice of the people that were surrounding him. Maybe, you know, partly because he wasn't asking the questions he should have been asking, but it's really coming up with the identity on the mound, identity prior to getting onto the mound, and the identity that he wants after the game. You know, and then that next day, you just kind of wipe it away. You kind of recalibrate, readjust, and, you know, kind of replan for the next game. But he's got to find his identity. He's got to find that little psychopath he has inside of him that he can bring out on those daisy pitches, because his stuff plays that way.
Michael, this team is obviously going to grow over the next few years, and people are focused on the players that are going to be a part of that, the guys that are down in the minors, the O'Neill Cruises, the Nick Gonzalez's of the world. And I'm just, if you could think back on the few years that you spent climbing through the Rockies system and what it was like when you went from, you know, mashing 22 homers in Asheville to then moving up to the high A level, and you're learning different things as you move from one level to the next level. And is it the same now as it was just 10 years ago with guys trying to progress through the system? Or do we see more, and does it make more sense to have guys who, if they're ready, rocket them up through the chain and get them to the major league level right away?
I mean, the trend is get them up here as fast as possible. And I think for the Pirates, there's a lot of benefits to that. You know, if you get a kid up here at 21, 22 years old, and he still has a ton of value at 25, 26 comparative to, you know, if he's 30, 31, especially for a trade, you know, if you have a let's just use Garrett Cole as an example, $325 million player, $330 million player. Yeah, maybe the Pirates can't afford him, but if you trade him 2 years or maybe even a year before that huge free agency deal, what can you get back? And that's how, you know, Tampa Bay's method has been for the last couple of years. You'll see them trade their closer with 3 or 4 years of control left, and they'll go get two new closers that are 19 and maybe a prospect that's a shortstop that could possibly be, you know, an all-star one day. So I think just getting creative, doing some different things, but, you know, the game has completely changed. They're trying to get guys here as young as possible. We'll see if they can, you know, flourish in the big leagues. If they don't, they know that they have three options of, you know, send them back down to AAA and let them develop some more.
You know, speaking of Triple A, you know, Will Craig hasn't done much of anything since he was a first-round draft pick, and it looked like, in fact, he was actually out of the organization for a little bit, but he's still here. He's now homered in three straight games, two in the minors, and then he homered again last night. Is there any chance that at some point he is finally, even though he's been kind of struggling and scuffling for a number of years, that he's finally found something?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a reason he was drafted in that first round. Never heard a bad thing about the kid when it comes to his character, his personality, and just kind of the way he goes about his business. It's obviously probably because he's from Tennessee, guys. But at the end of the day, I think some guys just take longer. I think they have to kind of figure out who they are and kind of what really works for them. And something I really like that Craig's done, he's opened up his stance a little bit. He's a little bit more narrow. And it looks like his rhythm's gotten better. I know they challenged him in spring training to, you know, stay loose. He's always had a little bit of trouble catching up to the velocity. And then last night, sure enough, 98 mile an hour fastball elevated above his waist, and he hits a line drive and hit it out easy to right center. And that's not easy to do, especially right now when it's a little bit cooler at night. It doesn't fly at PNC to right field. When it warms up, it can really have that wind tunnel right there. But right now, just seeing the ball fly lately, it doesn't seem like the ball's really carrying right there. He made it look easy.
Michael McHenry joining us, AT&T Sports. We're getting toward draft time. In your time through the minors and then whenever kids or draftees would assimilate into the system, what is the main difference you find with college kids and you find with high school draft kids? Is it recognizable right away at spring training or whenever they filter in? Or what are the advantages and the disadvantages?
So I think later rounds, it really jumps out at you, especially from college to high school, because and I really see the pitching really, really jumps out at you after maybe the third or fourth round, because – you know, those elite high school guys, I mean, there's two shortstops. I broke down their swings recently and did all this stuff, kind of looking at what they are, who they are, what they could be. And when you're talking about two kids or 6'2", 6'3", they're already pretty developed at about 190, 195, maybe put more on the frame. But, I mean, they look like legit, like, college sophomores. I mean, it's a little bit different than it used to be. Kids look like they've been playing, you know, against elite talent for a long time. So it's a little different in those early rounds when you think about high schoolers, even with the pitching, because of the technology that's available, because of who they're playing against during the weekends at the Perfect Game showcases, at the USA showcase, at Area Code. There's so many different things available that have never been available in the past. So they have options to kind of face that elite competition so they're not overwhelmed when they walk into pro ball. But as you go further down the draft, college guys seem to have a little bit more of an edge because they've had that time. They've had that discipline and had a little bit more development.
Michael McHenry, Pirates broadcaster, AT&T Sportsnet, with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Michael, what is it about Tyler Anderson? I know we talked about the leg kick last week, but what is allowing him to continue to replicate these results, and how much longer should we expect it?
Well, if he continues to, I mean, this is kind of funny, but throw curveballs at us in the sense of how he goes about the game, it has to be hard for not only a advanced scout to write a scouting report on him, but a guy to just, you know, have a plan walk into the box. I mean, over the last three games, he's actually had a percentage usage change every single time on his top pitch. One day, his best pitch and the pitch he goes most often is the changeup. Next day, it's the fastball. Next day, it's the two-seamer. Next day, it's the cutter. So when you're going up there to face a guy like that, you're like, okay, well, what does he have today? Because it may not be what he had last time. So your plan's going to change within the game. That's the one issue you're going to start with. And the second issue is the timing issue with the kung fu kick. And then, oh, yeah, he'll actually do that different ways. He'll lift a little bit higher. He'll go a little bit shorter. He'll be quicker, even on that middle range area. And then, he'll drop down, too, and throw a curveball, a slider, and a fastball from a different slot. So he's throwing a lot of different things at you, and he's a competitor. I'm pretty sure, like, he probably tries to beat his alarm clock in the morning just because he's that big of a competitor.
Last thing, you remember when Izzy Alcantara had that kung fu kick? He kicked the catcher before he charged the mound. Do you remember that?
I do. That was a dream of mine. It never happened.
You wanted to get kicked so you could work somebody over?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, because you don't want to initiate it. You want to be the guy that, you know, starts the fight, but if it gets started, I mean, you get kind of free reign to go wherever you want after that.
Yeah, I believe our former compadre Kevin Ory was the first man in on that from third base at Columbus. I think he was. If you watch that fight, he came running in. But Izzy Alcantara just turned around and kicked the catcher right in the head and then charged the mound. Good stuff.
Maybe that's where Anderson got it. He was like, man, I just hoping somebody kind of walks in front of me so I can just give him a little kick.
Give him a little kick. Michael McHenry, Michael, we thank you. Have a great weekend. We appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. God bless.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
the best. It's great, great stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.